Washington lawmakers may soon be asked to decide whether to repeal the state's 20-year-old ban on affirmative action. Backers of a repeal measure have submitted more than 377,000 signatures for an initiative to the legislature. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story.
Into the foyer of the Secretary of State's office, initiative sponsor Nat Jackson led a parade of petition-carrying supporters of Initiative 1000.
What a historic moment. Okay, come right along.
I-1000 would repeal I-200, overwhelmingly passed by Washington voters in 1998. That initiative effectively banned affirmative action in public employment, education, and contracting. I-1000 would overturn that ban and allow affirmative action as a tool to increase diversity. However, the measure would prohibit the use of quotas and the use of factors like race or gender as the sole criteria for selection. Jackson says it's a matter of fairness.
We want total inclusion and diversity. It's our strength, it's who we are, and that's where we're going with this initiative.
Among the supporters on hand for the petition drop was former Governor Dan Evans, a Republican. Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat, has also endorsed the measure. But not everyone agrees that it's time to repeal and replace I-200. Talk show host John Carlson chaired the 1998 I-200 campaign.
I think the principle of I-200 is that the Constitution and the law should be colorblind when it comes to civil rights.
If I-1000 is certified and lawmakers don't act on it, it would go on the November ballot. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.